This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump says he's considering various ways to force the inclusion of a citizenship question on next year's census. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The Supreme Court has at least temporarily blocked the administration from asking about citizenship. The president says he's considering an executive order in a bid to change that.
It's one of the ways that we're thinking about doing it very seriously.
An executive order by itself would not override court rulings blocking the question, but might give administration lawyers new ways of persuading courts to include it. The census questionnaires are already being printed without the question, but the president's holding out hope.
Maybe do an addendum after we get a positive decision.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. employers sharply stepped up their hiring in June, adding a robust 224,000 jobs. That's considered an indication of the economy's durability after more than a decade of expansion. President Trump says the economy would do even better if the Federal Reserve knew what it was doing.
We're going to be breaking records. If we had a Fed that would lower interest rates, we'd be like a rocket ship. But we're paying a lot of interest and it's unnecessary.
The government sector was a major source of hiring, adding 33,000 jobs in June. Californians are feeling dozens of aftershocks today following a 6.4 magnitude earthquake Thursday morning. Residents were jolted as walls shook, store shelves crumbled, and several fires broke out. More than 100 aftershocks have shaken the region since the initial jolt. Seismologist Lucy Jones.
There is about a 1 in 20 chance that this location will be having an even bigger earthquake within the next few days, that we have not yet seen the biggest earthquake of the sequence.
This was the largest earthquake to strike Southern California in 20 years. This is VOA News. UN agents